She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to this episode of the Coach's Show here on the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. Before this episode, our guys will be talking to the softball coaches as well as the baseball coaches, and Ryan will be talking to somebody from the Pendleton Heights Student Council as well.
Yeah, I mean, very good Coach's Show. I'm excited for it. Mm-hmm. We also got a great segment to like start off with, you know, looking back at last week. Yeah, I'm going to start with softball. Okay. So softball last week, not a very successful week. Everything started on the 25th when they went. Well, actually, it got changed from at Noblesville to at home.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was always at home. I don't know. But they lost 6-4 on Legends Field. Then they played Hamilton Southeastern on the 26th, lost 3-1. And then on the 27th, they lost to Zionsville, also at home, 12-4.
Yeah, Michael, to start off with that Noblesville game, me and Zion were on the broadcast for that game, and they started off, you know, they started off pretty well against Noblesville. One of our younger players, I believe it was a freshman on our team, I can't recall of her name right now, but we'll go back to it. She scored a single home run in the second inning to put the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians on top early in that one. And then Shelby Messler was pitching that game. I believe she has the lowest amount of innings pitched for, obviously, our pitchers there for the softball team. So, you know, she started off solid. She started off with, I believe it was 2 strikeouts. And then, you know, she let one person on base, and then they all just kept tallying on. But either way, it was a well-fought game for the Arabians. And then for that Hamilton Southeastern game, just on the scoreboard, with them losing that game 3-1, it doesn't look too bad. And then for Zionsville, obviously coming into that game, losing 2 in a row, you know, your confidence is not going to be very well kept, especially, you know, they were on a 7-game win streak before those 2 losses as well. So that Zionsville game, I don't know if you mentioned it, but that score was 12-4 with the Arabian loss. So, yeah, very tough one.
Yeah, very tough week. And you know, you see that Pendleton Heights lost 3 games in a row, but you have to look at the opponents. I mean, you know, Noblesville, big school.
Yeah.
Hamilton Southeastern, big school. Zionsville, big school. Mm-hmm. And it's like those are 3 big schools. They have a lot of talent throughout every program, and they're very, very good at any sport that you put them in. So really, I mean, it was kind of like Pendleton Heights was the underdog in that situation.
Yeah, for sure. And especially, you know, not lose too bad. I mean, obviously Zionsville, it's not the outcome that you'd want to see. But Michael, to move on to baseball here, we'll start off with the 2 Mount Vernon games they played. Mount Vernon, first at Mount Vernon on the 24th, and then they played here at home on the 25th. The boys team lost both of those games with the same exact score, 2-1 in both of those. And then they played Lafayette Jefferson. It says they played them twice
here. They did a doubleheader with them.
Okay, so the first game is 9-0, and then the second game was 6-5. That game went all the way up to 9 innings. So, yeah, seems like a pretty, you know, even, I guess you could say, week for the boys baseball team. But, Michael, what did you really see specifically there for the boys team?
I mean, they battled with Mount Vernon. You know, Mount Vernon, they have a sophomore that's pitching. I mean, he is a very good – or no, that's Shelbyville. Well, Mount Vernon also has a very good pitcher as well. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they battled with them, and that's what you love to see if you're a coach. You know, you want your players to battle with some of the better teams in the state, and Mount Vernon is definitely one of them. They, it hurts to lose to them twice, but, I mean, you know – It is what it is at that point. You can't dwell on it, and they definitely didn't when they went to Lafayette Jeff and beat them 9-0 and then 6-5 as well. In 9 innings in that second one, though. They went to extra innings.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. Just as you were saying, they couldn't hang their heads too much with those back-to-back losses to Mount Vernon. You already said it, but they beat Lafayette Jefferson 2 times in a row in the same day. So, you know, I'm sure the boys team was tired, and that's probably – why that second game went to nine innings as well. But Michael, just to go to back to softball a little bit, as I mentioned earlier, that seven game win streak for the girls, that started with the Anderson game there on the 15th of April, and then that went all the way up until April 22nd. So yeah, they had
seven days,
seven games, seven wins. So, you know, a pretty solid
win 8 days.
So yeah, week, solid week straight for the girls team. If we go back a little bit, that Anderson game started off 13-0, and they played Delta, had 14 runs on them unanswered. And then they went to Carmel and scored 15. They let up one in that game, and then 2 days later, they played Roncalli. They scored one, didn't let any through. And then they had a close game versus Penn. That game was final score 11-9. Obviously, the girls winning that game as well. And then they played Brownsburg in extra innings. They're on the same day as well. They won that game by 2 scores, and then they played Frankton, and they won 11-2. And then the next game, obviously against Noblesville, snapped their win streak. So, yeah, definitely, as we were saying, a solid week there for the softball team.
Yeah, and that was probably like a morale breaker in that Noblesville game. They were probably like, oh, well, we were doing so good.
Yeah, definitely.
What happened? And then they were trying to, you know, maybe try to fix it, and then other things were going wrong in the HSC game, and then they're like, well, I mean, we're really in a slump now. And then they go, they play Zionsville, and they're like, okay, well, let's try to work on these things and these things now.
Exactly.
And just everything's everything, like, they're overthinking way too much, and they're not out there playing softball, they're out there playing to,
you know, mind games with themselves. Over the last 2
they're,
losses
they're
they had.
Getting down on themselves. So really, them going from a 7-game win streak to a 3-game losing streak, it's not something
definitely
that you want to see. It's definitely very, very tough.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, me and Zion were on that Noblesville game. And to start off the game, you know, in the first 3 innings, it kind of seemed pretty even between the teams. They both had, or I guess they both have, you know, very solid hitters, especially the Arabians, just because we're so familiar with them. We know that we have... we have girls on the team and really hit the ball out of the field. You know, on any given chance, they step to the plate. You know, it didn't really happen as much in that game as it has in the others. Coming into that game, I believe, 1 second on the name, but there was this one girl, and she was off back-to-back games with home runs, Ari Rector. She also has the highest batting average, for the team on the year so far. So, yeah, Michael, you know, as I was saying, definitely a very tough game that really started off their losing streak versus Noblesville, but I believe that's all the time we have for this first segment. Coming up next, we have Ryan interviewing somebody from the student council, but that'll be up next here on the Coach's Show on the Arabian Sports Network here for 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank, offering personal and business banking loans and investing services. Hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Remember, this is located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style, located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, providing women, men, and children's haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, and more. By phone, 765-400-5323. On Facebook and Twitter, or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to tonight's ASN Coach Show. I'm Ryan Davis, and joining me here is Daniel Schlabaugh of the Student Council for the junior class. So starting off, can you tell us a little bit about what the Student Council does in a regular meeting?
Yeah, so since it's prom season, we actually have a lot of dude with the prom and everything. So it kind of starts off by, we have the meeting section, so we talk about prom, we'll talk about Powder Puff, whatever event we need to plan in the future. As a junior class, you also have to set up meets for sophomores, or like help organize those to like talk with them, because they're going to have to tackle the responsibility of setting up prom next year alongside doing some fundraising stuff to get a good amount of money before prom actually starts for them next year. And the average meeting really just starts out with sponsors talking and me talking. We're kind of just yapping, you know what I'm saying? And then basically everyone just gets a turn to talk or say anything they've like finished as a job or a task. And then end of the meeting, I ask Mrs. Anderson if we're all good, and then we just dismiss. Yeah.
So you guys have been planning for prom, as you said. That is coming up here in a few weeks, actually. So what has that process been like?
Okay, so it was a little bit interesting at first because we had a big, not argument, but like we were trying to decide what our theme actually means, because there's so many things it could mean. Like for since it's New Orleans, it could be like Princess and the Frog, yada yada. It can be a lot of things. But setting it for prom has actually been, it's interesting because it's hard to find like themed props for an event, but we're actually getting a lot of good progress on it. And just kind of getting everything organized and how much work it actually goes into it. It's kind of crazy because, like, I mean, if you look at previous years, it makes people think like, oh, why can't they do more with their prom? But it's just like, you know, it's hard to do a lot in the time frame you're given and how much money you're given, because places to rent out for prom actually cost a lot. So, I mean, that was really like our biggest, like the decoration is even that bad. Like you can, like for example, there's like a 6,000 drop on like a part of our decorations, but like, the actual buying, renting out the place of NBC Suites was like a ton, which is like, it's like, it kind of like lowers the amount of funds you can use, but you know, that's just how it goes when you're working with prom stuff. But yeah.
So you've been present for the past 3 years. Yeah. So how much different was it from freshman year till now?
Ooh, okay. So I'm not going to lie, it's developed and gotten so much better over the years. And it just goes for anyone who is a underclassman that's in office or student council, that you really can't just like let it go, and you kind of just have to work as a team, because freshman year we didn't have the best direction. I don't know if I could speak on that, but no, but freshman year we kind of had just like the officers and the student council split, and like it kind of was just like very chill. We just did our float, that's all we really knew about, and then we just moved on to next year, and the next year starts, so we had to do the re-election. So last year I got re-elected again, and sophomore year was a great step in the right direction because our flow got better. And we worked with a lot of sponsorships, but the more as time goes on, the more places will sponsor you and know that your name is out there. Like, for example, for the water donation last year, we got like $600 worth of water donated because we had connections and needlers for graduation. And it just helps out our class the more connections you make over the time, because I can, for example, like next year for float building, we have a lot of like food donators and, for example, like I have connections to like Jack's and all the pizza places, and then I also have connections to Lowe's and Menards, and they're sponsors for us, and they're big sponsors, and we get so much stuff donated just because the more time goes on. For example, like sophomore year, that was a big sponsorship year, and that year was actually really, 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 really good for sponsorships. And for junior year, basically what happened, it got wrecked. Like it was probably one of our best yet, and we had a lot of people helping. I think we got better on our communication this year. That was our main goal, to get better on communication, because last year we only had like 4 people helping. And even for all events, like we had like concessions, and we now we're doing powder puff. But there's just a lot of stuff that goes into setting up events and everything. But what the biggest step this year was end of sophomore year, we got together with student council and the officers. And we basically said there's no point for us to not work as a group, because it was kind of just a split. And we're not good at having proper communication and everything. So we said, like, okay, this is stupid. We're just going to junior year. So we started having meetings normally, council and class office. And that's probably been the biggest step in the right direction, because it just makes everything flow nice and we get so much more done. But yeah.
So what are some of your goals for the remainder of junior year and senior year?
Okay, that's good. So the remainder of this year, it's just to make a good amount off prom so that we're not going to be in debt. Yeah. And then also have powder puff go nicely. And honestly, we were thinking about putting out a little like poll for like the junior body going into senior year, because there's some things we want to do for the summer that could be a fun event, just to kind of get people like, not like a back to school thing, but like towards the end of the summer break, to kind of say like, hey, come out and do this and get to, like, you know, get together and watch your classmates or something like that. And then senior year, it's really to just take a step back from like the intensive prom and intensive concessions and everything, and kind of just focus like low key on like, you know, the senior class before this, they had like merch, We wanted to get like some cool 25 merch. And because we were like, just wanted to make it like a chill year where people can have like a cool piece of like Pendleton clothing that like sticks out in a nice way. That's like a big goal of ours. So just have like a, one, it also makes us money, but two, it's also just like, you know, you can't go wrong some drip, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you enjoy most about being the president?
What I'd say, honestly, there's a lot of things because it is really fun, but I think the main reason is getting to yell Austin Purney because, you know, sometimes he's just a slacker, you know, his aura is not very strong, but okay, now I'm being stupid, but basically, I think the best part is just getting to like have the connections with people, not just like inner class, but having connections with people on the council and sponsors and, just really anyone that like I get to work with or come across with, because not are those connections just special in the moment, but really it's just like overall, like I'm going to remember that in high school, getting to talk to these people and remembering them and how they helped me out. And I think it just like, it just gives me like good vibes from all these people. It just makes you like have hope for the community and have hope for people, because like there's so many great people in this world.
Yeah, so that'll do it for this segment of the Ace and Coach Show. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Offering a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, and more. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. That's twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
WEEM is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton, providing daily specials, eat-in, and carry-out options from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. That's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Lucas Williams, and joining me is Coach Rob Davis of the Lady Arabian softball team. How are we doing today?
Good. You?
I'm doing pretty good. And just getting right into it, you guys played Frankton last Monday and dominated that game, winning 11-2. There were two runs in the first inning, which isn't very typical. You know, it takes kind of a few innings to warm up. But how did you use this to your advantage?
Well, you know, takes a little pressure off when you come out and you score two runs the first inning. Everybody relaxes a little bit more, and then kind of gives us going into the game, you know, being smooth to where, you know, nerves. You know, we've had a tendency this year to kick the ball around a little bit. So, you know, for us to get two runs, have that little cushion definitely was an advantage.
So, Caitlin Goodwin had a home run during this game, making for a sixth of the season. How she became a leader for this team?
She's just, you know, she's a great kid. She works hard. She leads by example. You know, she's always, you know, the first one there, always the one going the hardest. You know, and she's going to Dayton for a reason. You know, she's that kind of girl. The thing about Caitlin hitting that home run against Frankton, she hit a home run off Frankton every year in the 4 years that she's been here at Pendleton Heights, which is unheard of. You know, I mean, you know, she's hit home runs many times and against multiple teams, but she's never hit one each of the four times that we'd played Frankton.
So also during this game, you had senior Morgan Humble pitch the entire game and some of the next game. How has her pitching gotten better as she's progressed?
She's spinning the ball, hitting her locations better, getting stronger. Endurance is better from where we were when we started. You know, our conditioning that we did before the season started got us ready for, you know, our 5-6 games a week. You know, she hit her spots and spun the ball really well, and she was in control in the count most of the night, which, you know, is a big advantage for her.
So on Thursday, you played against Noblesville and lost 6-4. And the team usually plays better leading earlier. So how do you try to get the ball rolling or earlier in this game?
Well, you know, I mean, Noblesville's a very, very high-powered offensive team that hit multiple home runs. You know, we kicked the ball around again in that game to allow them to score so many runs. Shelby had pretty much good demand of her movement of her balls and was hitting her spots, and we didn't make plays. you know, and that seems to be the common denominator of our seven losses is our defense. So, you know, once we figure that out, or if we figure that out, you know, we're going to be very successful.
So on Friday, you faced Hamilton Southeastern and lost that game 3-1. Now, the batting average for the team was a 136. What was the cause of this kind of hitting drought?
What's her name? Sikarski, I believe it is.
Yes, Wodarski.
Sikarski, that's the denominator there. She was a very high-powered pitcher, got great movement on her ball, probably the best pitcher that we've seen all year. And good pitching is going to, you know, take down good hitting 9 out of 10 times. So, you know, she kept us off balance, you know, and when we did hit it, we hit it right at him, you know. But, you know, she's definitely one of the better pitchers that we faced all year.
So on Sunday, you played against Zionsville and lost that game 12-4. Now, during that game, Zionsville had 6 different players all having a stolen base. Now, what's something you can do to try and minimize the amount of stolen bases in the future?
Well, we got to be ready for it. You know, got to be in position for it. You know, I didn't realize they had that many stolen bases. I'm going to have to go back and make sure that stat is correct. But, you know, communication, the biggest thing. But we also walked a lot of batters, leadoff batters in that game, where they got the leadoff batter on base by us walking them. And then they would put one of their fast, you know, I call them rabbits, one of their fast girls in the ball game to steal the bases. And we just weren't ready, you know. I thought we played a little sluggish against Zionsville, kind of went through the motions. You know, they out-hit us, what, 16-10? And I think 3 of our hits came in the 7th inning. You know, we just really, I think, was going more through the motions than showing up, you know, trying to win a ball game.
So you've used all of your pitchers multiple times in just a short span of games. So what is the reason for that?
Well, you know, when you have 12 games in 2 weeks, you know, that's the biggest part of it. You know, there's no reason to sit here and wear somebody out, you know, with the conference schedule that we're getting ready to start Thursday. We got 6 conference games left. We got 5 of them, 4 of them right in a row, starting Friday. No, actually Thursday, Mount Vernon. And then, you know, I wanted to get the other girls some innings to see where we're at and see what they can do, so we know how to prepare ourselves for the end of the season.
So you actually kind of just, you know, we're thinking the exact same thing I was about to say. So after Connersville, you play 4 teams in the Hoosier Heritage right in a row. So how do you think the competition is going to be against all these teams, you know, back to back to back in our conference?
Well, you know, we get everybody's best every night, no matter who we're playing. So, you know, that's a good thing that I like, that we're getting everybody's best. You know, to go to the conference, you know, I believe Mount Vernon might be a little bit down compared to where they have been. But, you know, you go into Greenfield Central, Shelbyville. Shelbyville's got the Eads pitcher that's really, really strong that we've struggled with. I think we beat her 1 out of the last 4 or 5 times that we've played her. And then you got Greenfield under new head coach, which will be competitive. And then, of course, you got New Pow, which, you know, they're a very competitive team, but one of the most powerful teams, I think, in the state of Indiana.
So before you play these games in our conference, you, of course, have Connersville. So right now you are in a 3-game losing streak. So is there anything you're going to kind of change going to this next game, or are you just going to stick true to what you do?
We're going to stick true to what we do. You know, our biggest problem is our defense. You know, we are our worst enemy. In the 7 losses, we've had 4 errors in each game. That's 28 errors in just those games. And, you know, you look at the stat, we've had over 40 errors already in the season. In years past, you know, we haven't even been to 40 errors. So, you know, that's the thing that we got to work on. That's the thing we're going to talk about. And that's what's going to get us back on the winning streak, you know, not making mistakes, you know, and executing. You know, when we were playing well, we were executing, not making mistakes. When we get beat, don't play well, then it's not executing and making mistakes. So, you know, we got to figure that part out and get back on the winning track tomorrow night.
So finally, as April is ending, what are your just final thoughts of the month, and what do you think about, you know, your next month, May?
Well, I mean, you know, you think about where you're at, you know, what you've accomplished, what we've got done already. You know, we've proved that that we can play with anybody in the state. We've played, you know, number three, number four, beat them. But then we turn around and get beat by 15, 16, 17. So, you know, we can play with anybody in the state. We're trying to figure out who playing where, you know, we about got that all figured out. But again, we're trying to figure out who's not going to make mistakes and what's going to be best for us. And, you know, for what we've accomplished this year so far, you know, we've had some ups and we have some downs. And you know, we're going to try to get back on the ups and finish it with being on the upside.
So this is all the time we have today. Thank you, Coach Davis, for joining us, and good luck against Connersville.
All right, thanks for having me.
Coming up next, Dawson sat down with Coach Vosburgh of the baseball team, and you are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Dawson Perrell. I'm joined here by the head coach for the baseball team here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Vosburgh. Jumping right into a coach, taking a look back on last week. You guys played four games. You went 2-2. You look at those first two matchups against Mount Vernon. Of course, you lost the first at Mount Vernon 2-1, and then back at home lost that one as well 2-1. And both of those matchups, of course, very low scoring game, very defensive battle. That first one, you saw one of the best pitchers in the state with Cameron Sullivan, and then the second one, still a very strong Mount Vernon team despite the absence of Sullivan. And you know, two losses, kind of a sour way, but you guys definitely showed some talent in both of those. Overall, heading out of those two games, how would you say the team played overall?
Yeah, I mean, we were obviously pretty disappointed, you know, that we weren't able to pull out at least one of those. One of our goals this year was to at least split with every conference series. We felt that that would give us a real good shot by the end of the year to compete for a conference championship. We're going to need a little help now from some of our other conference opponents to knock out Mount Vernon once or twice. And we still have New Pal on the schedule and Greenfield. Yeah. Both of them are still above us in the standings. As of right now with the loss column. So we have Greenfield this week, so that gives us a little bit of a kind of, we control our own destiny with them and with New Pal. So we're going to need a little help with Mount Vernon. But I mean, you always try to build on some positives with losses like that. We know that we gave them those games. You know, we felt that, you know, we were up 1-0 late in the game in both of those contests. And it was just a couple of plays here or there, one or two pitches, one or two miscues on the defensive side, and just one or two at bats that we needed to extend a little bit longer, or put the ball in play. We just can't go down looking. And we had opportunities in both of those games to extend the lead. You know, we were ahead 1-0 in both of those games going into the sixth inning. And that we felt like we were in a good spot. The one thing that we really take away as an extreme positive out of that series was our pitching. Both Jacob Garner and Colton Frank went out and just absolutely competed in both games. They both threw the complete games. They gave up, I don't think Jacob gave up an earned run of the two. I think they were both unearned in game one, and then Colton, I think, was only one earned run in game two. And I think maybe in the scorebook it was two earned runs, but they really, both of those runs could have been prevented if we had just made a couple of plays on the back end. So the one real positive is the fact that we had pitching that handled Mount Vernon. And obviously with our sectional draw last night of drawing again Mount Vernon, we feel like we've got a couple of guys that can hold their offense in check. So we kind of know what we need to do defensively and on the offensive side to walk away with a win come sectional. But a lot of baseball to be played before then, but we do feel like we're in a good spot with our pitching right now. And Jacob and Colton, if we're looking to kind of build off of some positives from those two matchups, our pitching certainly is a bright spot.
All right, but you guys turned it around in the latter half of the week. Of course, you had a doubleheader at Lafayette Jefferson this past Saturday. You won both of those. The first matchup, a clean shutout, 9-0. The second one, bit of a tighter game, but nonetheless, you came away with the win 6-5 in 9 innings. And you know, those doubleheaders, they're tough, especially like a decent team like Lafayette Jefferson that can compete. But overall, how do you think your team performed in an environment like that?
Yeah, it's always fun to go up to Lafayette. You know, it's actually kind of a bit of a homecoming for me, yeah. Personally. You know, I'm from that area growing up. So it's always good to take a team that you've really invested in a new community that you've invested in and kind of merge the two. You know, it's kind of fun. And Loeb Stadium's just a great environment to play baseball in. Obviously, you know, they've got a really impressive setup up there. And if you're going to go, you know, an hour and a half to play baseball on a Saturday, there's worse places to go. So, you know, going up there, and then we handled business in the first game. Our pitchers held them to a shutout across. We had three different pitchers go out. The tough part about a doubleheader like that is managing your arms when you know that you have to turn around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and face opponents like Westfield and then two conference games against Greenfield. So to be really careful with your pitching. You know, a number of our guys, I'm sure, would have preferred to go deeper into that game, but we were able to limit all of our pitchers to under 60 pitches except for one guy. And so that's really good for us as a program when we know we've got that depth of a bullpen, that depth of arms. Quality arms that can get outs and then be able to turn around tonight and get ready to you know have the bullpen at full strength going into this week. So game two went a little bit closer than it probably should have. There's some things that we need to do better at. In game two, we got out to a 5-0 start and the first two innings and then didn't score another run until the ninth. You know, that game went into extras. But I am proud of our guys for continuing to battle, to continue to hold them to once they were able to tie the game up, we shut them down. And, you know, two arms in that second game that really shined were Jameson Walford and Colin Axel Adams. Really, he came in on the back end and was able to shut them out. So another shout out for that game, too, was Jake Eldridge. He got his first opportunity as a varsity catcher and did absolutely everything that we needed him to do in game two. We needed him along with B. Stevenson, who was our normal catcher. We had him slated to pitch game one, and so we didn't want him to double up that workload for game two. And so Jake got his chance to get out there and really performed at a high level. So we were really proud to see Jake get his opportunity and run with it. So there are a lot of positives, but like I said, we want to be able to keep the foot on the pedal, if you will, in game two. I mean, we get out to a 5-0 start, you know, that's not a good time to get comfortable or complacent. Mm-hmm. We need to continue to be able to tack on runs, play our game, not try to do too many things. You know, in a big park like that, sometimes you get pull happy or like, I'm going to blast a baseball and see if I can't a little bit instead of sticking to what our game is and what your strengths are as hitters. So we're a base stealing team. We will get base knocks here or there, but we're not a power hitting team. So we need to play within ourselves and continue to play Arabian baseball.
All right, so you guys currently stand at 11-5 just around the midway point through the season. If you remember back to the beginning of the year, we talked a bit about, you know, your season goals for the long term and overall at the midway point through the season or at least just around it. What would you say or how would you say your team is completing those goals and what other goals do you have remaining?
Sure, yeah. The big goal we had was to not lose a week. You know, we put ourselves into a tough position last week losing the first two games. Really, our goal was to win a week, but if we couldn't win a week, we certainly weren't going to want to lose a week. You know, yeah. So we lost those first two games, so it was a huge point of emphasis for us to go up to Lafayette, Jeff, and take both of those games because, you know, then we at least split the week. And that's what we try to keep our goals very, you know, present-focused. If we take care of our individual daily tasks and what is expected for us within that day, then the rest of it will take care of itself. So this week we've got three tough opponents for four games. We want to be able to win this week. So we've got to win at least three out of the four. And if we can't win three out of the four, then we better at least split the week. I think at 11-5, the record's a little bit misleading because I really feel like we should be somewhere in the 14-1. You know what I mean? Like we've had opportunities to win all the games that we've lost, maybe with the exception of one down in Tennessee. But, you know, a 2-0 game to Yorktown, a 5-3 game to Shelbyville, and then two 2-1 losses to Mount Vernon are really our only losses here in Indiana. And, you know, in all of those games, we were within shooting distance and had opportunities in all of them. Now, you could also say the same thing. You know, we let other teams come back in and get caught up with us in games like Lafayette Jeff, like at LN. You know, so, you know, you could swing that record the other way, too. You know, a couple of losses that maybe we didn't, or a couple of wins that we got that maybe we didn't do the things that we wanted to do exactly throughout the course of the game. So I feel like we know what our, if you're trying to give an assessment of the season, I feel like I know where our weaknesses are. I feel like as a team, we know where we need to get better at. And now that we know what the path will look like with sectional, I feel like we know exactly what we want to work on to really improve and put ourselves in the best position to not only win here in the short term, but we also have to be thinking about what's the best way for us to beat specific types of pitching and specific teams come sectional time.
Yeah, and I know we already talked a bit about this upcoming week, but of course you have a game plan here tonight, of course, if the weather allows it, that'll be against Westfield. Now, Westfield, not necessarily the best record, but they face plenty of very, very tough teams. So what have you been telling your squad heading into a game specifically against a team like the Shamrocks?
Well, you know, any team that comes from Hamilton County to Pendleton, it's almost kind of like a look down. You know what I mean? Like they expect to come in and win. And I love playing in games like that because, you know, last year we did the same thing. We went to HSE and took that game actually pretty easily. You know, we want opportunities like this to showcase our brand of baseball and to show that baseball is played well outside of Hamilton County. You know, it's a point of pride a little bit, and you both love when those opportunities come around. And so tonight we have an opportunity to showcase our team, our play. We feel like we have a good matchup against them tonight. And oftentimes teams like Westfield or HSE, Fishers, you can name them, that come, they want us on the schedule because they feel like they can win. You know, they feel like it's just a thing to check off the list, get back, get some other guys some work. And we want to go out and prove it, right? Yeah. We want to, and I think our guys really buy into that. They're not going to back down from just because, hey, your school says Westfield, your school says Fishers, you got Fishers across your chest. You know, those things don't bother us. And in fact, I think we revel in those opportunities. So I think kind of playing that underdog card, if you will, in terms of school size, but we don't see it that way. We see it as you should be pretty proud to have, that you had an opportunity to beat Pendleton. You know, like you've got an opportunity to come in and beat us, and that's really the upset, you know. So we've got to shift that way of thinking, that, you know, beating us is a big deal. And I think that the more teams that come in and face us, we'll get to get a little bit of taste of that.
All right, with that being said, that'll do it for our talk here with Coach Vosburgh. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
WEEM is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900 or on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, providing independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Again, that's 765-778-7501. Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Not everyone can be a champion in high school sports, but everyone can be a champion of high school sports.
That's right. Fans and parents can be champions. Coaches and officials, educators, and the media can all be champions of high school sports. I'm Paul Knighty, Commissioner of the IHSAA.
And I'm Assistant Commissioner Janie Ulmer. Being a champion of high school sports is about so much more than winning and losing, setting records, or raising trophies.
It's about supporting the mission of education-based athletics, preserving the opportunity for student-athletes to grow and develop in the second classroom, and to protect high school sports for future generations to come.
Champions of high school sports are just one of the many reasons that education-based athletics in Indiana are so special.
And the easiest way to be a champion is by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic event.
This is showing support. This is championing high school sports. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to the Coach Show here on the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. Running out of time here for the Coaches Show, so before we head off, me and Michael are going to talk about some upcoming sports events here at Pendleton for our Arabian teams. Michael, do you want to start off?
Yeah, I'm going to start with baseball because they got a packed week this week.
Yeah.
Tonight, they start off with Westfield, which is actually starting at 6. So it's ending right after this, after we're done here.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, they got Greenfield Central at home.
Mm-hmm.
Then Wednesday, Greenfield Central once again, but they'll be at GC.
Yeah.
Then, guess what?
Shenandoah.
Yep. On the 1st.
Yep.
And then on Friday, no, that's Shenandoah on the 3rd. Yep. Shenandoah's on Friday.
Yep.
GC's on the 1st. So, yeah. So, a very packed week for them this week. And then after that, they got the new Pal doubleheader on the 7th and the 8th, which will be next week. But, you know, still got to mention it. They got a tough schedule this week. Westfield's pretty good. Greenfield usually is okay. I don't know if...
I believe there's some... what is it? The IHSA or SAA... baseball rankings. I believe somebody from our school reposted it on their Instagram story, and I believe Greenfield's in the bottom 30 teams. Not bottom 30, but it's like top 30. They're in the lower
of the top
region
30.
Of that. So yeah, they're definitely a solid team, but I don't think they're anything.
Shenandoah. Yeah. I mean, it's where Bo Surface used to go.
Yeah, and Westfield. They're a big school too, right? So I'm sure their team is pretty all right.
Yeah.
And then,
probably. They should be.
Yeah. Obviously, the Greenfield doubleheader. Well, kind of, not really. They play one day and then they play the next as well. But
it's a doubleheader.
Yeah. So that, I guess that series will be pretty tough. Depending on how our boys do. I know we're coming off two wins, but I think that Mount Vernon series was kind of demoralizing for our pitchers, at least, because I know Colton Frank, Jameson Wofford, and then they were kind of afraid going into that game just because the pitcher, I believe, that might have been for Shelbyville.
Shelbyville had a really good pitcher, I know that.
Yeah, either way. So definitely some tough games coming up for our boys baseball team, but for softball here, if we take a look.
They have some tough teams, too. They got Connersville tomorrow. They have Mount Vernon on Thursday, and then Shelbyville on Friday.
Yeah, so definitely it's going to be a tough little sequence there, but I don't think it'll be anything too miserable because I believe Connersville
is usually similar. Decent.
Yeah, I believe Connersville is similar to like Elwood, if I'm not wrong. And then
No. I think they're bigger.
Yeah, but I'm saying like play style for their team. I believe they play the same.
Yeah.
And then Mount Vernon, obviously their boys team is good, so I guess I believe their softball team is good too. I think they have a couple of juniors that are
decent.
Solid.
Same as Shelbyville. Mm-hmm. They're not like amazing, but they're not terrible.
Yeah. And then that Greenfield game, I don't know if you mentioned it. I believe Greenfield, that game is on May 7th, by the way. I believe their softball team is not as strong as their baseball team, but they're definitely competitors. They've had a tough couple seasons in a row.
It's the Hoosier Heritage, so it's like you never know what's going to happen in this conference. I mean, it's like, you know, especially like this year with basketball, the Greenfield and Pendleton game. Everyone thought Greenfield was just going to come in here and, you know, wipe the floor with Pendleton.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
Wasn't it then?
Double OT.
Double overtime.
And Greenfield had to force it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the Hoosier Heritage Conference is so competitive, especially when two teams face off against each other like this.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. Anyone could win.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of unrelated, but did you hear that New Pell's going down to 3A next year for basketball?
I did hear that. Yeah. I actually did. I don't understand it. They won their sectional this year.
Yeah, me either. But I guess we'll catch up on that soon, I guess, next year. But for the boys' baseball upcoming games, Michael, they're coming off, if we count their last five games, I believe they're coming off 3 wins and 2 losses.
Yeah, I already thought about that.
Yeah, I know. So what do you think going forward for this week? You know, what can the boys carry into this week, and what can they improve on? What are we thinking game plan wise?
I mean, if I'm Coach Vosburgh and I'm telling my boy, talking to my team, I'm like, look, we had our ups. We were at the highest of highs and the lowest of lows last week. We could definitely say that. Mm-hmm. But you got to look, we won our week last week.
Yeah.
Let's continue that this week. We got another tough interconference matchup. We got Westfield tonight. And then we have Shenandoah on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's get the job done. All right? You know, lunch pail mentality. That's what we have for football.
Yeah.
You come to work, you get the job done, you go home.
Yeah.
That's what you do. And, you know, it works. When you have that mentality, it works out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then if we switch over to softball, but Michael, just 1 second, a comment about that. I believe you're right. I agree with your opinion, and I think going forward, based off those two Mount Vernon games, it was kind of their toughest opponent last week, I would say. And they didn't lose too bad, so I think you're right. If they just go into this week saying, you know, we play our best, we win the game, and we go home, you know, no harm, no foul, anything like that. But if we go to softball, as I was saying, they're coming off of 3 losses in a row. And then previously they had a 7-game winning streak. So we know that this team can really do it out there on the field, on the plate, really everything. So with this upcoming week, they have 4, if you want to count Greenfield, tough opponents. But they're not anything, you know, spectacular. They've played harder teams in the past and they've beat them. So what can we really say about the softball team this week?
Mentally, they need to get back to where they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were up here, like all the way up here.
Right.
And now they're down.
Right.
They've fallen.
They're below themselves this week.
And that happens to everyone. They get up at the top, taste the glory, and then they crash hard. And that's what every team needs to go through. And that's what Pendleton's hit right now.
Right.
And now, if you're Coach Davis, you're telling them, look, we were up at the top. Now we've fallen, and we needed that. Let's turn this thing around. We'll play Connersville tomorrow. We'll beat them, get back in our groove, act like those 3 losses never happened. Even though they did, just forget about them.
Yeah, and I think something you could say as well, you mentioned they were at the top and they got a taste of the glory. I think heading into this week, if I was, you know, the coach, Coach Davis, I would say, you know, don't forget that taste. Obviously, you know what you have to do to get to the top because you've been there before. I mean, we've mentioned it a couple of times just already in this show. You know, you had 7 games in a row where you were just winning and winning and winning and winning. And it wasn't like simple
losses.
By big
margin. Yeah, big margin. 15-1 over Carmel?
Exactly.
That's Carmel.
Yeah.
Carmel we're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, as I was saying, if you have the taste of what you need to do to win already, if you just resort back to that and don't really give up on it, stick to your game plan that you had, you know, the previous week ago, and then obviously improve on the things that you need to. But if they just add those things on to the winning recipe that they already have, I don't see why this team, you know, can't do the things that they definitely want and need to do this season.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, I believe that's all we have for this episode of the Coaches Show here on the Arabian Sports Network. So thank you for tuning in, and good luck to our baseball team here later on today. This was, again, the Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.